In the beginning, God, the one eternal outside of time, created time. Evening and morning, and God saw that it was good. In this aspect of creation, we see God limiting himself for the good of his creatures. In the fullness of time, God humbled himself to time, to the pulse of our human existence, and to the eventual halt and the resurrection animation of that pulse. Today we use time to remember what God has done for us and to give thanks for his good and gracious gifts. Our procession of Lord's days, our seasons, and our festivals are set in place as a guide for our remembrance and thanksgiving. It is finished. The glorious work is achieved. And every act of thanksgiving and remembrance is colored by our anticipation of the time when time will be no more.